This is episode 871. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for being here as you get ready to discover a meditation technique that you can do, whether you're seated on your meditation cushion, on the end of your bed, or in a chair, wherever you meditate, or right during the busiest part of your day. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation guide who shares a different meditation technique every single day on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a weekly theme, so you get to explore a particular topic in depth. And this is the best way to realize the benefits of meditation. So whether you're a longtime meditator and you're looking for some meditation inspiration to take into your meditations, or whether you're brand new to meditation and you're not really sure how to get started meditating or what to do when you sit down to meditate, you can use these techniques whether you're seated meditating or whether you are right in the midst of your busy day managing stress triggers. Well, our theme for this week's seven-part series is how to use meditation techniques to manage bad moods, to manage your worst mood ever. So in every single episode, I share a technique with you to help you do this. And in today's episode, you're going to discover a powerful affirmation technique you can do to release those bad moods. And this is also a mindset day. Whenever I share an affirmation every single Monday, you set an intention for your entire week, focusing on what you'd like to improve this week about your life, maybe a particular area of your life, or maybe your overall level of happiness in general. So the technique that you'll explore today, repeating an affirmation, is a powerful technique because it provides you with an awareness and perspective on what your bad mood might really be all about. So the affirmation for today is, peace is within me. Now that might be the last thing you're thinking of when you have a situation where you're in a really bad mood and you just can't seem to shake it. You might feel like there's nothing positive going on and you certainly don't have the resources to pull yourself out of the mood. Well, actually, everything you need is within you, and the peace you seek is also within you. It's not as though you have to search for this peace within yourself. It's there. It's already there. Your negative mood is out there. It's from something that triggered you outside of yourself. It could be maybe somebody's comment to you, or rush hour traffic, or maybe you're losing your job, or maybe you are going through a health crisis, or maybe you're having trouble with your relationships, maybe your children or your spouse or friends. Whatever is triggering your bad mood, that is out there around you. Something that caught your attention and triggered an emotional response within you. Now you're in a place where you can do something about this, because this peace is within you. So it's time for you to tap into this peace. So what we do every single Monday is we repeat an affirmation in a unique way. And the way we repeat it really wakes up and reaches your consciousness on many different levels. Now, if you'd like to be guided in a meditation where I guide you through this technique as well as a full pure meditation. You can find how to do that at my website, which is at sipandom.com. It's sipandom.com. There you can receive brand new guided meditations every single day, customized around these same techniques that I share with you. So if you're serious about meditating and you'd like to be guided, you can find those meditations there. For about 50 cents a day, you get a brand new meditation and you get 2 weeks free. So go explore that. If you want to learn how to meditate, or you already meditate and you want that extra guided support. So for you, if you're here, wherever you are on your journey, you want to learn some techniques to help you through your day, or you already meditate and you want some fresh inspiration, then the affirmation, the way we repeat it, is like this. First of all, think about what you want to focus on this week. Get your mindset focused with your intention for the entire week. This is powerful, because a lot of times when we don't do this, we get easily swept away by other people's agenda or whatever happens to be distracting us at the moment. But when you commit to focusing on one thing for an entire week, this is where you realize the amazing benefits of meditation. So as you consider your bad moods, what's causing your bad moods, maybe it's the news, maybe it's something going on in your personal life with relationships, or you don't feel good about your body, or you're disappointed that you're not sticking with a project you really want to accomplish. Whatever it may be, consider what's triggering your bad moods and just bring that to mind. You can close your eyes, and if you do, keep them slightly elevated, because this helps to keep your thoughts uplifted. Start to feel your body relax. Notice where you might experience tension in your body. I guide you through an entire full body relaxation in each guided meditation I share at sipandom.com. For now, you can relax your body by noticing where there's tension and breathing into that tension, creating expansion and openness there. Now focus on which mood, because there may be several, that is really bringing you down. It could be fear, doubt, anger, regret, sadness. Think about a mood that seems to be hounding you. You may have been thinking about this particular thought or situation or person, and your mood may have been suffering for it for days or weeks or even months or even years. So think about this mood right now. Think about how it dominates your life and your thoughts, and bring that to mind and think about what you could do this week to wake up in the morning and focus on a technique I share with you this week. You can pick from seven different techniques. You can apply all of them. How you're going to help manage this mood. A lot of times these moods can be hard to completely get rid of, but you can manage your mood. Our thoughts are simply habits, and you can change your habits with consistency and with a strategy, with these techniques that I'm sharing with you. So bring this thought to mind. Imagine what your life would be like if you didn't have this thought hovering over you, influencing your moods. Imagine how other people would feel around you if you didn't have this heaviness from this negative mood. Imagine how you'd feel in your body, this relief, this lightness, to be able to manage this mood and not let it dominate your thoughts, to work with it, to manage it, to know it's there, but to be able to transition from it. Just bring this to your awareness. You could do this when you wake up in the morning is powerful, and when you go to bed at night, your first thoughts of the day and the final thoughts you have before you drift off to sleep. This mood may even be hounding your sleep. So think about this mood and when you'll apply the techniques. And now, the affirmation is, peace is within me. Your peace is still there. You just need to focus on it. It's always been there. But our minds have trouble focusing on two things at once. We think we are great multitaskers. Well, research shows we're not so great at multitasking. And when you focus your mind on what you want to focus on, this can make all the difference for you. So repeat the affirmation when you're seated there in your meditation. Bring it into your meditation. Or repeat it throughout your busy day. Maybe you're walking as you listen to this. The affirmation is, peace is within me. Peace is within me. And when I guide you through this in a full meditation, we repeat it out loud several times using the power of your voice. And then you repeat it in your natural speaking voice a few times. And noticing the difference of the power of your voice and how it influences your mood. And then you whisper this affirmation a few times. And then you repeat this affirmation, moving your lips without any sound coming out at all. And you do this a few times. And then finally you mentally repeat the affirmation. This is a powerful way. If you could even repeat it using one of those ways, you will begin to shift your thoughts. When you focus your mind in the morning, when you wake up, at night before you go to bed, throughout your day, peace is within me. And you start thinking about peaceful thoughts, thoughts that bring you peace, and spending time with people who help you feel more settled and confident in yourself. And watch movies and read books and listen to news that's uplifting. This can change the course of your life. And as I always say, you are so worth slowing down for. Take this affirmation into your meditation right now or into your day.